Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Midday Magazine for this August 15th, 2023. I have your host, James Jamie Love here. Joining us right now in studio, one of our great friends, just a friend of the station, friend of the community, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Hello.
How you doing, Terry?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. I put on my serious hat.
That's right. We are all business.
Yes. And an important time to be all business with the United Way. This is go time for you guys. You got a lot of big things happening right now.
This is it. And we just have a lot coming. We are in full campaign mode right now.
Yeah.
And so that's really what I want to cover today is just kind of, you know, why would someone give to United Way or why make the investment? And I think that's kind of my goal in the next, 20 minutes, half an hour to really make the case of why a member of our community should engage with United Way through, obviously we encourage volunteerism, but very directly today through their dollars, right?
Yeah.
Through their wallet.
This is one of my favorite shows we do, Terry. We get so busy through the year. You guys join us maybe once a month, if not more than that. And usually we're talking about Stuff the Desk or, United Weekend, or there's always a feature event. And I love being able to talk about those events. I don't feel like we get a chance very often to sit back and look at all the things you guys do. And that's what we can do today. I like that. That's such a fun time. And hopefully it gets people's minds going, too, about how important these dollars are. And, I think that the United Way could be really helpful in this area or this area. We'd love to be. We need the funds to be able to do it.
Absolutely. So the way that the whole process kind of kicks off is we've been doing, all the behind the scenes work leading up to today, I guess, mm-hmm. really. But next week, a week from today, we'll be training our campaign volunteers. And I use mm-hmm. training kind of loosely because it's really more of a half day info yeah. session and really yeah. just, learning from each other. We're sharing tools and tricks with them that we have, ideas of how they can build up their workplace campaigns or within their organizations. But we will have them with us next week, Tuesday, for half a day. So that's really super fun. Right now we have about 35 mm-hmm. and registration goes through today. So I'm guessing we'll be at about 40.
Mm.
And this is just, they might work for a local business or mm-hmm. One of our partner programs or honestly, anyone from the community who would like to learn more can register through today. And Pam has typically participated as well on behalf mm-hmm. of the radio station. So
yeah.
I didn't see her on the registration yet. So hopefully she can, I don't know if she can clear the deck or not. You got her working like a dog out there.
Yeah, I might have to show up for this one, which I could use it. I would love to be able to.
Yeah, so it really is a great opportunity. But then from there, campaigns are really starting to kick off, workplace campaigns. We say the campaign starts September 1st, mm-hmm. but the reality is campaign is whenever a company wants to have
yeah,
a campaign
yeah.
or whenever individuals want to mail in their donation. So what will happen actually that last week of August, we'll be meeting with all of our local school districts mm-hmm. because that's when they're bringing their staff back mm-hmm. ahead of the students.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have an opportunity, which is I think really awesome and very supportive from all three of our local superintendents at public schools. So, we have Jim at Port Edwards and Nathan in Nakusa and Craig here in Wisconsin Rapids and all of them say, hey, yes, come mm-hmm. talk to our teams and tell them about, what's being done for families. And I think the unique relationship there is the same kids and families they're serving during the school day, United Way programming is serving in the evenings and on the weekends, right? So I think that there's a great opportunity. And then September 1st, we'll, drop our big mailing and get information out to the general public and really, really start hitting that a lot. Fun, we're using a sports theme this year. So,
mm-hmm.
Just every year
like
we kind of do something a little bit
yeah.
different. And so that's really cool. So, the message is, and I think that this hits home, whether you are a sports participant, enthusiast, cheerleader, whatever, but whatever your role is in a sports environment, the idea this year is support your home team.
Nice.
Home team is our community, right?
Yeah.
So what can you do to help support that? So that's really where our focus and where the message is. We have our sweepstakes back again this year.
Cool.
So that's an opportunity for people to win $1,000 if you give a dollar a week. And so sometimes it's hard to sometimes sell people on getting involved for the first time.
Yeah.
Right. So like, because I think sometimes folks think, well, gosh, I could only give, I could only give a dollar a week.
Yeah.
And they think
yeah.
that doesn't have an impact. But it has a huge impact.
Mm-hmm.
My dollar a week goes with your dollar a week, goes with the next person's dollar a week. And that's really how we collectively impact the community. So what the sweepstakes is if you make a donation a pledge or an actual donation between now and November 17th, mm-hmm. If you pledge at least $52, so $1 a week, mm-hmm. You know, we probably find that in the couch cushions. Oh, yeah. Although, oh, yeah. I don't know. You know, people don't have change anymore.
Not much. No, but keep looking. It might be there from your grandparents.
You just
or something.
Never yeah, yeah. Know. Like, really dig deep.
Yeah.
So if an individual gives $1 a week, mm-hmm. they qualify for our sweepstakes. And it's seriously that simple. So yeah. you get entered in. If you're an existing donor and you increase your gift by at least $26, then you get double entry. So you get entry for $1 a week, and then you get entry for increasing. And those donations, I think, are those prizes, I should say, are a result of sponsorship from local businesses. So those mm-hmm. do not come out of donations. And yeah. I just think it's really important to call that out because sometimes there's a misconception that mm-hmm. $5,000 of the campaign is being used, and that's just not the case.
No.
So the companies who provide those prizes are Aspirus Health, Gunderson Moundview Hospital and Clinics, Next Home Partners, Prevail Bank, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. Mm. So those five companies step up to the plate and say, we understand the importance of getting more donors to the table. So that's a really great opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe if you're listening and you've just never given, or perhaps we hear this quite a bit. Mm. I gave back when I was working, you know, my workplace mm-hmm. had a campaign, but after I retired, I just stopped,
yeah.
you know, because payroll deduction wasn't there mm-hmm. or whatever the case would be. Well, we want you back.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We would love you. We mm-hmm. would love for you to participate again. And the way that people can get donations to us, you know, maybe you didn't get, we didn't mail them yet. So mm-hmm. I'm not saying you would have already gotten them, but you didn't get an email or an envelope in the mail from us. Then you can engage with us by stopping at our office, which is 351 Oak Street. We're over near the post office in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. You can give online. That's very, very popular, and people like to do that. And that's just by visiting our website at uwswac.org. And there is a donate button, a give button. Mm-hmm. So you literally just push that, and you can put in your information. You can mail us a check. Like I said, stop by. There's lots of different ways that you can give. And, of course, always give through your workplace campaign if you are working.
If you are a business, you're hearing this and you're like, you know, we've been toying around with this idea. Now's the year. 2023 is the year. We want to be a part of the campaign. We want to have our own campaign. Businesses have done this in the years past. There's like a Blue Jean Friday thing that people will do. Similar things like that. If you're out there, we know how creative a lot of these local businesses are. This is a great opportunity to not only work with your local United Way to show where you are on the side of things in the community and to back these things. The PR from that alone is worth whatever you're putting into it, but the team building that this creates too. I've known people and known businesses that have done like the Blue Jean Friday thing and that mm-hmm. kind of stuff, and it generally builds like camaraderie with the team as well. I don't know if that's an intention going into it, but it's kind of a fun side effect from these things.
Absolutely, and it's a great idea because yeah. it does build staff morale and it you know, like you said, camaraderie just brings people closer together. Yeah. It's more yeah. of that kind of water cooler talk, right? An opportunity yes. to yes. chit chat and that kind of thing. So we do have some of those events on the calendar and mm-hmm. planned and coming up. But I think what's important, and I'll go over all of those dates so people can kind of save the mm-hmm. dates, right? Mm-hmm. But what's really important is understanding where that money goes. And mm-hmm. so when you make a donation to United Way, those dollars, the dollars we're raising now in the fall, will start being invested in programs, initiatives, coalitions starting January 1. So we've kind of put the cart before the horse in a really good way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We've pre-allocated these dollars that we're already raising. And we do that because there are 30 programs in the communities that we serve. And we serve Southwood County and Adams County, but there's 30 programs. And we don't want to wait until after we raise the money and then go to them and say, oh, by the way, we're going to be able to help your program out with this many mm-hmm. dollars. Instead, we do that process in the spring and say, if campaign comes in where we expect, you know, there's always that caveat, right? We have to yeah. raise it. But at least we can talk to those programs, all 30 of them in May mm-hmm. and say, hey, here's what we're promising. You know, here's our goal that we're going to fund you. Some programs get $1,000. Some programs get $60,000. It depends upon, you know, their ask, what work they're able to do in the community, what their impact is going to be, what their outcomes, measurable outcomes are, mm-hmm. and what they, how they are able to report those back to United Way. So there is an accountability piece to it as well, which I think is important.
The time sensitive part of this is, I think, beautiful too, Terry, because like a lot of things in life, we get the bill passed and we're still waiting for months and months before that even, you know, we start seeing aid or help or anything. You guys get that. And at the United Way, the way that this system has worked is there's help going on right as we're speaking right now. Like there's already, these things are already put into motion. And then for the 2024 season, if you will, that these things will kick off on January 1st. I mean, the system is really key to all of this. And as integral as this campaign is, in order to keep that system going the way that, that schedule going the way that it is, we need the funds. We need the ability to be able to do this. I love that the impact happens so quickly. It's not so much that you donate and maybe a year later we're going to see, I remember when we donated to that and that kind of thing. No, it's almost instantaneous that it happens.
Absolutely. And the way that we select the programs is done through a group of volunteers. We call them a review panel. But they are hearing from the, you know, if a program, an agency applies for program funding, we will see a written application from them. They will come and do a presentation. We'll visit their location. So there's a lot of thoughtful process to who is selected. But all of those programs that we help to fund make up what we call our plan for community well-being. Mm-hmm. And so this is in four different strategy areas, I guess. We have education, we have financial stability and health, and then safety net service, which includes food and shelter. So those are really where programs, the category areas where programs can apply. In addition to those 30 programs that help to get funded, there is also 10 initiatives that are led by United Way team members as well. Right. And those are also very important. And so they're making big impact in the community. And right now, very notably making an impact in the community is Stuff the Bus.
Yeah.
So we collected school supplies for quite a while. Our end collection date was August 3rd at Lunch by the River. But we then ordered the difference and got those school supplies are arriving now. Pre-packing is going on Thursday where all the backpacks get packed. And then this week, Friday and Saturday, we'll be distributing over 1,000 backpacks full of school supplies to local students. And so I think it's important to call that out, you know, that's another way that your dollars are making an impact. So there are, again, 30 programs from outside agencies, and then there are 10 initiatives within United Way, and then there's six coalitions. So there is a lot of great work going on that's supporting community members, and collectively it's about 20,000 of our community members that are impacted by United Way. So when you say, I really can't make a dent in this, your $1 a week can absolutely make a dent in this. Mm-hmm. It can absolutely feed families and prevent evictions and make sure a kid can go to the Boys and Girls Club and make sure someone has access to the YMCA. And you know, it's endless, right? Making sure that our domestic violence shelter is, you know, in place and running. And that's only, what, six of 30?
I mean, I didn't even scratch the surface. And today, more than ever, people want their dollar to mean something. They want to invest that dollar. They want it, even if they're giving it to a nonprofit, they want it to matter, to mean something. One of the things that we appreciate about the United Way, and this is one of the first things I noticed talking with you, Terry, the transparency and the idea of this is going to this, this is how you can help this, and those dollars can help your community, even to the specifics of Adams and Wood.
Absolutely.
You can separate that.
Yes. So we do keep that's a very good point. We do keep the campaign separate. Mm-hmm. So dollars raised in Adams County support programs in Adams County. Dollars raised in Southwood support Southwood. And that's on purpose. And it's also the beauty of the United Way system. Yeah. Like, it's truly about your local community.
Yes. Your home team and
individual donors. So James, when you make a donation, none of your dollar leaves this community.
Yeah.
So that's cool. It's really awesome. Unless you direct us to do that. Because sometimes that'll happen. We'll have folks who live in one community, work in another. Or maybe I live here now, but I raised my family in XYZ community or, you know, whatever. Yeah. And so if you tell us that the money should go somewhere else, then we absolutely honor that. We call them designations. You know, we absolutely honor that, no question. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about impact of the dollar.
Yeah.
So when you give to United Way, as if that wasn't enough, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you're impacting nearly 20,000 people and it's collective. So it all goes together, 30 programs, 10 initiatives, six coalitions. This year, we have had the opportunity to leverage a match from the Legacy, Central Wisconsin Legacy Foundation. Mm. And they will be matching the first $500,000 to our campaign into our endowment.
Wow.
So potentially by the end of this campaign in December, we will have our normal campaign, which typically raises about $600,000, plus another $500,000 that will go into our endowment. And the purpose of our endowment fund is to offset all of our fundraising and management expenses that we have, administrative expenses. That's the word I was looking for. So fundraising and administrative expenses, so that more of the donor dollar, even more, gets back out into the community. So this, more than ever is a great time to give and, give early so that we can get it counted toward that match to our endowment.
Again, going back to the investment people want to make and knowing that they're getting something for that, it goes also to, well, I want my dollar to stretch. I want it to do more. I mean, I can't think of it doing more than it with the United Way and donating to this. Not only all those programs you were talking about, Terry, but this part of it, too, with the endowment, the matching of this. You really are getting a complete, you're getting more cents on the dollar than you ever have with something like this.
Absolutely. So there is no better time than right now. I would also throw out to anyone that if you have questions about what you're hearing, or you have questions about specifically who we're funding, why we're funding, you can find that on our website. Absolutely. And exactly what you said earlier, we are transparent. If you want to know who we fund, how much, what that means, the impact that that has, you can find all of that. But you also can just give us a call. If you're sitting there with a question that is keeping you from supporting these efforts, please ask the question. I'm not saying that my goal is to dispel any myths, of course, and I'm not saying that at the end of the day that you agree, disagree, whatever, but I would really like, we as a team would like the opportunity to, to talk to you about that if you have questions. So, please give us a call, 715-421-0390. Don't call me yet because I'm here, not there. But, I always like to put that offer out there that if you have questions, please, please connect with us.
I know that with campaign training that is going on, that today, the 15th, that this is the end of registration. Can people still register here at 3:30 in the afternoon? Or
you can register all the way through the day today.
Okay,
And then it'll close. Tonight at midnight, it'll just kick its way out. So
sometimes those are a little different when the cutoff time is.
Yeah. And sometimes we do have the time, but, an earlier time, but so we just have to have it firmed up. We're taking a bus tour this year. Ooh. So we're going around the community to see partner programs and where they are and where the action is happening. And so I need I have to have a firm number. It's cut off as of midnight tonight. But if you are interested in registering, you need to visit our website at uwswac.org and click on the campaign training banner. That's, I believe it's the first or second one that pops up, but it just scrolls across the top of your screen. So how about some events?
We
got some fun stuff planned. Let's save some dates, pencil a few of these down. One of them that you had mentioned was Community-Wide Denim Day. And so this is we always do it the first Friday of October. Now, we also know a lot of businesses who require more of business dress and don't allow jeans. Sometimes they'll do it for like all Fridays of October just for fun for their employees. Yeah. But what we're encouraging is for, people to wear jeans for a reason. And when you do that, make a $5 donation to United Way. So just, being intentional about it and saying, hey, this is something, and maybe you're retired, but back when you did work, you had to wear suit and tie. It's a fun little reminder, fun way to give to the community. Also counts towards that match.
Yes.
So that's important. But if you want something to wear with your jeans, we do have our United Way campaign t-shirts. I'm actually picking those up this afternoon. So then we'll have them. And a little sidebar, I heard this morning that you have new t-shirts, so maybe I'll swap you.
We're going to switch. Yeah, we're swapping. We are definitely swapping. You got it.
So we do have some really awesome United Way t-shirts. If someone is interested in purchasing a t-shirt, the deadline to order is September 6th. So that's just, a few weeks from now. But if you are interested, they are those nice soft tri-blend ones. So we have short sleeve t-shirts, long sleeve t-shirts, hoodies and crew necks. So if you're interested in just, supporting United Way in that way and really, showing off your home team support, we would greatly appreciate that. So you would need to connect with us to be able to order. There is not an online order opportunity, but you just connect with Stephanie in our office.
And as somebody who wears a couple of United Way shirts around town all the time, I have to be honest, it's like wearing a band shirt. It honestly, I swear to you, it is. It's like people will point or have a similar shirt on, and they'll point to their shirt and like, oh, you too? Like, it's a little Spider-Man meme. Like, it's great.
Perfect.
It also shows where you stand on these things, not just with the United Way, but with United Way issues, things that are important to our community. It really is. It's like wearing your home team shirt. It really is.
So our most popular event, probably, because it's memorable for many. Yeah, yeah. We have our 51st annual.
Get out. Really?
The crazy, 51st? Huh? United Way Day at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And so this takes place only here in Wisconsin Rapids, because that does, sometimes come up, and there is another McDonald's within our service area. But this is at the location on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids. But McDonald's Day will be happening on Tuesday, October 17th. Mm. So save the date. We'll talk about it plenty between now and then.
Talk.
But just... it's a very common question.
It's a great event. It's a great event.
It comes up a lot. But yeah. So from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., portion of the proceeds will go to our local United Way to support our efforts. Also will be matched in the Legacy Fund.
Cool.
So,
cool.
Then also that same week, you have your McDonald's on Tuesday, but then on Saturday is Day of Caring. And so this is our raking event for elderly and disabled in the community who may not otherwise be able to get this work done. So when you register as a volunteer, you get free breakfast, you get a free T-shirt. We encourage people, if they would like to donate personal essentials. Those go to a couple of the local programs that might have a need for those. Registration will be up online starting on September.
Ah, okay.
Starting on September 1st, where all of our volunteers can get registered. And that is also when you can register to have your yard raked.
Cool.
So encouraging people to pay attention to that September 1st date. And if you are willing to rake or have a group of pals that will do that with you, coworkers, friends, family, registration and breakfast are at 8 a.m. at the Grand Rapids Lions Club, and raking starts promptly at 9. We have set a big, bold goal this year of raking 100 yards.
Cool. All right, let's get it done.
So we're going to need people.
Yeah.
We typically have between 450 and 500 volunteers, and we're going to need every single one of you to be able to get that done, because the goal is obviously that morning, to get them all done. Sometimes we have some stragglers, but that is the goal. So I know you've done it before.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite events. It's something I am humbled by just thinking about, let alone participating in. And I can't think of any events like this, that other events like this that anybody does, where you bop around all of town, whether you're east side of Rapids, west side of Rapids, it doesn't matter. You're heading to Plover or something like that, and you're going to see people in these shirts. You're going to see lawns getting raked. There's such a unity community vibe to it while doing such great work. It's a cool moment. It's a cool day.
And I'd like to tell you what color the shirts are, but I have no idea.
All right.
Super secret. So we do encourage, encourage people to think about that date. Just put a little note out there that, hey, if you've been a volunteer in the past, or if you're willing to, or if you need your yard raked, you can't otherwise get that done. Be in touch.
Now's a good time to start putting those teams together.
Absolutely.
As somebody who usually does it by himself, let me tell you, get a team together. Get a team together.
Find some friends.
Get some friends. Great events coming up.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on, and I just really encourage people, do what you can, connect with us, reach out to us. When you see, soon here we'll have a few billboards going up, and when you see that, make that connection and be like, this is my home team, right?
Yeah.
This is who I need to support. And really, we are constantly talking about time, talent, treasure, right? Like, you can give us, you can volunteer, you can share your special gifts and talents with us. But this is really about the third, and this is really about raising dollars to sustain and build and grow programs in our community.
And don't forget, an important part of this conversation Terry has touched on, whether you can donate a lot or just a little, even a dollar, that adds up to the other dollar that your neighbor might be donating, and somebody else might be donating, and this person across the way does, and that adds up, and it helps us do this great work.
Absolutely. So just here's a little food for thought as we kind of wrap up. A $26 donation provides senior citizens with food, helping boost their nutrition. $52 donation provides a local family with tools to help their child succeed in school, ensuring they have a strong start. A $100 donation provides local individuals and families the access to enriching activities, helping them improve physical fitness and well-being. And a $200 donation funds our 2-on-1 contact center, helping connect community members to local mental health services. So just a couple of examples, right?
Yeah.
From all spectrums. 50 cents a week, $1 a week, $2 a week.
And that worked. Here, Terry, take all my money. Take it. Just take it. You guys do such great work. We appreciate you so much, Terry. And that was really good. Thank you for wrapping up with that. We will talk again real soon.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Find out more by going to uwswac.org. Be sure to bookmark that page and follow the United Way on social media. It's a great follow, great way to keep up on things in your community. You can always call 211 if you need more answers or want to find out more. Again, uwswac.org. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up right here at WFHR.